Hi, I'm Katie Hill. Following years facing the fear on Blue Peter, 2 decades working on TV and radio, and years training and qualifying, I now work as a coach and speaker with Limitless, encouraging others to live all out. Because what's the point if you're not playing big? What's the point if you're not living your full potential? What if the one thing standing in your way is you? I'll be sharing my own tools and techniques from my coach training and life, plus inspiring interviews to help you live the life you were born to live. I'm Katie Hill, and this is the Limitless Podcast. Oh my goodness, how exciting is this? The first episode of my brand new podcast. And why start a podcast now? Well, you know what? I've had so many messages from people who've struggled through this lockdown season. I figured this was the perfect time for a bit of coaching and cheerleading. So, hello, you gorgeous badass of a human. And yes, I am looking at you. Because if there was ever a time to acknowledge your resilience and resolve, that time is now, right? I mean, resilience is all about how quickly you can recover, how fast you get back up when you're knocked down, and the resolve to keep going every damn day as we have in 2020. Because look at what blindsided our year. Look at how we collectively responded and what we individually walked through. And yet here we are, more connected, more conscious of the kindness of human spirit. I would say more of a society, right? And here's the interesting thing. I looked up the dictionary definition of the word resolve, and there's another element of the definition. So alongside the things you would expect, right, like firm determination to do something, strength of will, strength of character, perseverance, you know, bravery, boldness, courage, guts, grit, determination, we knew all that stuff. Also with resolve, there's the kind of visual resolve. So when something that was blurred comes into focus, which I found so interesting thinking about 2020. And then the final definition, to decide firmly on a course of action, which I just found really exciting. So now we have greater clarity. Now the blur of life has come a bit more into focus. Now the blur has resolved. How does the rest of your 2020 look now? Because it's interesting, at the start of the year, I don't know about you, I just felt like there was so much excitement around. It was all, you know, 2020 vision, dawn of a new decade. And we were just like, ah, here it comes. And what is interesting is that so many people were using the words awake or awakening for 2020. It really felt like the start of something. And little did we know what it was going to be the start of. And the irony is, this has all been the biggest wake-up call, you know? We've possibly never been more awake. Talk about the big awakening of all of us as individuals, as a society. It turns out our anticipation of 2020 was bang on. We just didn't know the actual reality of it yet. And here's the thing, so much of our purpose in life comes from momentum in important areas, you know, feeling like we're ticking things off our to-do list, feeling like we're having an impact in our work. And so many of these things have been stopped in their tracks, even, you know, getting momentum in any area of life. I mean, talk about momentum. How many of us during lockdown had the mother of all clear outs, right? So cupboards got streamlined, you know, lofts got blitzed. We had this amazing momentum. We were like, look at us, this is incredible. And then suddenly there was this moment of, oh, hang on, where am I going to put all the bags? Because the charity shops were shut, the recycling centres were shut, and we didn't actually have anywhere for it to go. It was like this huge momentum blocker everywhere you looked in life. So this whole season has been so strange to navigate. You know, 2020 has shaken up life as we knew it. I heard on the radio the other day, them saying 2020 is going to become, you know, the go-to terminology for something being a bit woo. It's like, you know, imagine in the office. It's like, well, I like your idea, Bob, but I'll be honest, I find it a little bit 2020. It's just like this, whoa, is a great word to describe it, you know. It's like, remember 80s kids, maybe 90s kids, remember those things called Etch-a-Sketch that we had? And you could shake it up and start creating all over again exactly what you wanted to. 2020 has completely Etch-a-Sketched life as we knew it. And, you know, dare I say it, sometimes the biggest shakeup of the norm can be a good thing, right? However challenging this time has been, the phase we're in now is a bit like that Etch-a-Sketch. We're slowly emerging out the other side of this huge wake-up call with renewed insight into our lives, you know, collectively and individually. And chances are your plans for the year have been totally thrown off, but your resilience and resolve, wow, they've never been more obvious. So with this forced pause that lockdown brought and this new, slower perspective on life, how has the magnifying glass of week upon week at home left you feeling? Because let's face it, there's nothing quite like day upon day of being with yourself and your nearest and dearest to focus the mind. Am I right? So what have you learned about yourself in this time of forced self-reflection? Brené Brown, she's amazing. Completely brilliant woman. She described this time as a massive experiment in collective vulnerability. She said we can be our worst selves when we're afraid or our very best, bravest selves. And there is often very little in between. So yes, this time has been challenging. Yes, we're all in the same storm, but in different boats. Yes, I felt like I was cooking constantly. But let's just take a moment to acknowledge the good bits this vulnerability and the lockdown season has hopefully shown us. Resilience. I mean, chances are this experience has proven just how resilient you are as an individual. You know, maybe you've even surprised yourself. So now, with this new, I can do this, I walked through it, look how strong I am perspective, what is possible for your life going forward? Because look at you, right? Self-discipline. You know, the temptation to stay under the duvet consuming Netflix was huge. Oh my gosh, how long ago does, you know, Ozarks and Tiger King feel now? And the new series of Queer Eye, how good is that? But the personal resolve to get up, get showered, get on with life every single day, that showed great discipline. Chances are you might even have exercised more than usual, you know, nothing like being told you're only allowed an hour outside to make you excitedly run out of your front door in your trainers, like possibly never before. Gratitude. Oh my goodness, if there was one word for this time, this is surely it. Being grateful for the simple things, for the, you know, reconnecting with friends and family in person and virtually, for the realizing what's important in your life, for the noticing nature maybe in a way you never had before, for the occasional heat wave. How lovely was that? For the relishing of all those things you took for granted that you promised you would do on the other side. Interestingly, after the initial shock of the new lockdown reality, I used the time to start creating my online coaching course. And the first module is called Pause, Find Your Fire, because life is generally lived at such a pace to be able to take stock requires hitting the pause button, working out your values, checking in with the balance of your life, and finding your fire is key to living the life you were born to live. But we often don't do that because we're living life at such a fast pace. When I deliver my Limitless keynote, the question, if you had 1 year to live, are you living the life you'd want to? Always poses the biggest challenge for the audience, because let's face it, we all live like we're going to be here forever. We all know families who have sadly lost during this time, you know, and that's brought all of our mortality even more into focus. The fact that you are listening to this podcast, the fact that I'm speaking on this podcast is in itself cause for celebration, right? I am more than aware of the epic impact this season has had on our world. But, you know, whilst being mindful of the realities, I'm desperately trying to find the positives for forward momentum for all of us. Seasons of hardship can be a real opportunity for personal and professional growth. All the times in my life that I look back on that would be probably described as fairly shit, let's be honest, I powered out of them into something incredible. And sometimes it takes being brought to your knees to power you into the future that you're meant to be living. Perhaps we can use this experience as a massive wake-up call for us all to live our biggest, boldest lives. Pause, Find Your Fire is full permission to be 100% authentically and unashamedly ourselves. It's like this big nudge, right, to focus on what's important, what matters most in our lives, and to move away and phase out those things that aren't serving us. Walk your truth, you know, like what are the things that aren't serving you that you want to let go of in your life? Maybe you're always trying to be all things to all people. Maybe you've realized you need just to say no more in life, and that's okay. Working out how you want the rest of 2020 to look is so important. Otherwise, you will just go back to life as it was. And what a waste of this massive reset that would be. If you go back to life as it was, this whole season has been wasted. Like, there is, you know, there is something to be gained from this. Take the time to think about the life that you want going forward. What are the things you've realised are super important to you? What are you going to design with that etch-a-sketch? You know, maybe this is a great opportunity to get back to you. Like, what have you parked in life? It's so interesting. It's so easy without even realising it. We all go through life believing new narratives about ourselves. So here's an example with me of how we can park things in life, right? So people often asked me, obviously, back in the day, I did Blue Peter and I jumped out of planes and I flew, you know, fast jets and I went down bobsleigh runs and it was incredible. And since then, people often ask me when I see them and I meet them, you know, don't you miss that high adrenaline stuff from Blue Peter? And I just got used to answering, do you know what? I'm a mum now. I'm glad I did all that stuff then. And that's just the narrative that I told myself. And then a few years ago, I got to drive a Formula First car, racing car, around Silverstone. It was incredible. I had the full race suit. I had the balaclava. I had the helmet. It's the closest you can get to driving a Formula One car without driving a Formula One car, which would be a terrifying prospect. But you're low to the ground, it's super fast, you're at Silverstone, it's incredible. And I sat in that car, and the minute my foot hit the pedal, I lit up inside. I actually came alive. Because guess what? I was still that person who loved all things fast, who loved high adrenaline stuff, exactly as I had in my Blue Peter days. But because those opportunities weren't there anymore, I had just started believing this new truth. And I'd kind of, as a self-preservation thing, started saying to people, you know, well, I'm glad I did that then because I'm not that person now. Of course I'm that person now. And I've realized that that kind of high adrenaline stuff is important to me. So I make sure now that I go to theme parks and that high adrenaline things are in my life because it's important to me. And it was something of my personality that I had parked. So let's shake that etch-a-sketch, you know. This is your chance. This is the place it starts. This is the moment you get to design life. Let's think about, you know, what you've parked and how you want to show up. So I actually want you to pause the podcast here and physically grab a pen and paper. And I don't mean pretend to do it like we all do when we listen to podcasts and we're like, yeah, I'll do that. Please do it because this stuff is really important. How is the best version of you going to show up to the rest of 2020? Who do you want to be going forward? How do you want to show up to your own life? And what has this time shown about you? So I want you to write down three things you used to love that you used to do for fun, like my Silverstone fast car driving, the things that made you come alive and you realise you've parked them. Maybe you used to play netball. I don't know. Maybe you used to go out once a week with the girls. Maybe you made sure that you always went to some incredible talk and got inspired and you've stopped doing those things. I want you to write down three things you used to love and that you haven't done for ages and that you've parked. Now I want you to think about how you can build more of those elements into your life. Do you need to hang out with your girlfriends more? Do you need to see if there's a local basketball team, netball team, whatever it is that floats your boat? How can you build more of those elements into your life? Next up, I want you to write down three things that you loved about lockdown. Was it that you loved the slower pace of life? Was it that you loved the fact that you didn't have to commute? Was it hanging out with your family more? Was it the walks in nature? Was it the having more time for fitness? Three things that you loved about lockdown. And then which are the elements from life before lockdown that you actually missed, that you want to keep, that you want to dial up in your life going forward? What were the things that you really missed? And finally, this is quite an important one. Which are the elements from life before lockdown that you've realised that you want to let go of, you know, that don't work, that don't make you feel powerful, that don't serve you in some way, that you want to actually dial down in life going forward? I think the biggest lesson we are all taking from lockdown is you can't control what happens in your life. You know, recently on Instagram, I put a quote, which is, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. So we cannot control what happens in life. The only thing we can control is how we respond to it. So the biggest thing I'm going to leave you with is a question and a challenge for life beyond, okay? So as this new, stripped back, authentic, brave, badass human that you are, who has been through so much in this year, but is still standing, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? And how about, now that we know how fragile life can be, you just frickin' do it. I am so excited to be on this podcast journey with you. Please be sure to subscribe and rate the podcast and share with anyone in your crew you think would love it. Thank you so much for joining the journey. For more on my story, you can follow me on social media at I'm Katie Hill. And to be the first in line for all the latest Limitless news, head to katiehill.com and hit subscribe. Limitless, the life you were born to live.